92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite. Dr. Tasha is in the house with Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness, and we're going to do some patient updates, which is always awesome to see how a patient went from point A to point B to point C, then they're out their door and they don't see you anymore, which you love.
It's a love-hate. It's bittersweet, but I do love it.
You love when you don't have to see your patients anymore because that means you help them.
Yeah.
So neuropathy is so complicated. It just is, and a lot of people have it.
Yeah, a large number of people in the world have it. Mm-hmm. It's estimated in the millions.
Wow.
And that's a low, you know, that's low because not everybody reports because not everybody knows or not everybody goes to the doctor for it. It is a horrible chronic degenerative disease. Mm-hmm. It attacks the nervous system and, you know, sometimes starts out as a funny feeling. Oh, I felt that weird feeling in my feet, or feels like my socks are bunched up in my shoes. Or,
yeah, you had mentioned that before.
Yep, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or it feels like a rock is in my under my shoes, or I put the sheets over my feet at night and in bed, and I jump off the bed because it hurts so bad. A lot of times, it starts with numbness and tingling, and then it just goes downhill from there. Mm-hmm. So, usually starts in the feet and then progresses up the legs and then goes to the hands. It's not always, but usually that's how we see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely frustrating. It can be extremely painful. And then it becomes debilitating because what happens when you can't feel your feet? You can't walk.
You can't walk. And if you can't feel your hands, you're dropping things. Your quality of life just goes down the tubes right there.
Right there.
And you look healthy. That's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's sad to see people come in and, hey, I retired and this started.
Yeah.
I hear that all
do
the time.
Do you really?
Yes. I hear so often, I retired and my health went downhill.
Wow.
I retired and now I have neuropathy and I can't go do the things I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad. You know?
Yeah.
And in Western medicine, there's not a great answer for it.
Mm-hmm.
And you become over-medicated and it's pill after pill after pill.
Yeah.
And the side effects aren't great, right?
I took some pills for neuropathy and I had to get off that medicine. It was not a good fit for me at all.
Gabapentin, probably.
It was awful.
Awful. So one of the things we absolutely love in our clinic is we are able to stop that progression and reverse it a little bit.
Okay.
So we can make that quality of life so much better.
Wonderful.
So I'm going to talk about my sweet patient, Judith, and I can tell you her name because she's done a lot of segments with me.
Okay.
Has a success story on my Facebook and on Fox.
All right.
She came in and she was scared to even, she had one stair from her house into her garage.
Okay.
Her neuropathy was getting so bad that she was scared to do that one step to get in her car to leave her house.
Okay.
So she was facing going from insanely active skier, walker, hiker, loved walking the beach, loved swimming, to, oh my gosh, I can't go down that stair to get in my car. Like, that is a dramatic
change. That's huge. Yeah.
And she has done so well.
Really?
Yes. And as time has gone on, she just comes back in just so happy. And she came in last month and said, I went on vacation up north.
Mm-hmm.
I walked 10,000 steps every single day, including going from the vacation house to downtown to go shopping, from the vacation house way down the beach.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about neuropathy for a second on the beach. You can't walk the beach because the sand is uneven and it sinks in.
That's a really good point. I never thought of that.
Yeah. So many people love walking the beautiful beaches we have. And with neuropathy, they're lucky to be walking on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
So to get her back on the beach, doing 10,000 steps, she went with her grandkids. And I can't say bad words on TV, but they called her a bad grandma.
I know what they called her. But and she is.
She is. It's incredible.
Wow.
And so that's what brings so much joy to my heart.
She's a bad mamma jamma.
She's a bad mamma jamma.
There you go. A bad mamma jamma.
But we gave her life back.
I love that.
Yes. So those are the success stories in my clinic that I really love.
And I bet you've gotten referrals from her.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we have.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
It always happens that way.
Word of mouth. I mean, that it really does make a difference. It really, really does. Wow, that's an exciting story. I love hearing that.
Yeah.
So. Very, very cool. If somebody wants to make an appointment, I mean, is it going to be 6 months before you can see them?
No. Give us a call today. We'll fit you in.
Mm-hmm.
It would be our pleasure.
Okay.
I have some lovely ladies on the phone who'd be happy to take a call from you. And consultations are complimentary because I think it's important to be able to sit down with you, see what's going on, and take everything that you tell me as an individual and tailor something for you.
How much time do you spend with somebody? I mean, because time, you know, time is money. You got a lot of patience. You got a lot going on.
I always carve out the time that my patients need. And typically that first consultation, plan about an hour.
Yeah, that's good. That's a lot of time, though, to talk, really. In radio terms, an hour is a long time.
But we really want our patients to have what they need.
Yeah.
And we want them to feel loved, and we want them to feel cared for.
And they
want
to be heard.
Yes, we want them to be
heard.
Doc,
I love that.
It's important.
What's your phone number?
616-604-0219.
And the website?
www.allacu.com.
All right. It's been another episode of Dr. Tasha and Ask the Acupuncturist with Allendale Acupuncture and Wellness on 92.1 WGHN.